Radio 1 Podcast. Radio 1 Podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.
Now. The Scott Mills Daily.
Oh, Chappers is back, hello.
Are you alright?
Yeah, good, thanks. How was the cricket, mate?
It was good, actually. Yeah, it was very good. First game between Pakistan and Netherlands was very good.
Wish you were here yesterday because I really wanted to speak to you.
Well, you sent me a text, which, according to the time it arrived, was 2:30, but I actually didn't get it till about 7:20 last night.
Really, though?
No, seriously, yeah, absolutely, genuinely.
Thanks for your sorry text back saying, sorry, I only just got this.
Yeah, there you go.
About 10:10.
Yes.
But yeah, I wanted to speak to you because even on the phone would have been fine, because we had Derren Brown in yesterday, and I know something happened with you, him and his wife, didn't it?
No.
It did. No. Something happened with you...
With me, my missus, and him.
Right.
Not his wife.
Sorry. Yeah, he's not. Certainly not his wife.
No, I don't think he has a wife.
No, your...
I'm fairly sure. With my missus,
wife,
him, and you. Yeah.
What happened? Because I couldn't recount the story. I know something...
Well, evidently, you got it wrong to start with by suggesting he had a wife.
I got that wrong.
I certainly wasn't involved there. Going to see a show, she actually got... drawn onto the stage by one of his many sort of tricks.
And what happened to her? Did she have a funny turn?
No, she had to... I can't... Basically, depending on the seat you were sat in at this show, you were somehow magically drawn to the stage, and she just happened at the time to be sat in one of the specific seats, and then she went onto the stage and then ended up doing a whole load of different things involving envelopes and desks and stuff.
Freaked you out a bit,
but
didn't
she
it?
Completely freaked her out, freaked me out. Yeah, it was very, very strange.
Good, well, I'm glad that's clear in my head.
I wanted him to make a walk across broken glass, but that was a different trick. Radio 1
Podcast. Right, while you were away yesterday, do you think we managed to find out what Becky's forte was?
At a rough guess, I would say no.
Okay, well, let me tell you. Derren Brown was here, and Becky thought that it might be mind-reading, her forte.
Right.
Do you think it was or not?
No.
Why do you have so little faith in me?
I have lots of faith in you. I just don't think mind-reading is your forte, that's all.
Here's what happened yesterday.
I'll think of something and you tell me what it is.
Cheese. No, that's what I'm thinking of.
Okay. What you did there was you read your own mind.
That's, yes! No, that's a skill,
that's
isn't it?
Page one mistake of the mind-reading textbook.
Right.
Separate your own thoughts from other people's.
A stuffed horse.
No. Keep going.
Well, how many...
Oh, I don't know. I think you'd probably 30, 40 guesses. But you've just... you're starting out.
A child's bike.
Mm-mm. No.
A wig?
Nope.
An anorak?
No.
A holiday in the Canary Islands?
Ooh. No.
Oh.
No.
A Volkswagen Beetle?
No.
Just let me know when you get bored, Derek.
It's a bag of marbles.
Oh, yeah. I was just about to say that.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, well, there you go. Well, that's...
It's not your forte, is it?
No.
Oh,
what a surprise.
That's what happened yesterday.
I guessed that.
What, that it didn't...
That it was marbles, yeah.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
Well done.
Don't roll your eyes at me, Becky.
So that's not her forte, but what is? We'll find out sooner or later.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Hello.
Hello, who's that?
It's Becky.
Hi, Becky, what are you saying?
Keep getting loads of text messages because my name's Becky Forte, and every time Becky Forte comes on Radio 1, everyone keeps texting me.
So your name is actually Becky Forte?
Yeah.
And every time we do the feature, What's Becky's Forte, where we try and find out what our Becky's Forte is, what do you do? Do you get loads of texts and stuff?
And I get really excited because I think you're talking about me.
Oh. we've been talking about it a lot lately as well, haven't we?
Yeah, a lot.
And I bet you really freak out when you hear the jingle. What's Becky's
forte? Yeah.
Well, I didn't realise there would be anyone called Becky Forte, and all I can do is apologise.
No, it's fine. I'm quite individual, me.
Do you have a forte, Becky Forte?
Yeah, I do, actually.
What?
I'm a hairdresser. A very good one as well.
Oh, so you found your vocation.
Yeah, I hope Becky finds her soon as well.
Yeah, I know.
Why, because it's doing your head in?
Yeah. Why don't you take up hairdressing?
I could give it a go, I guess, yeah.
But that cat, I could teach you.
Actually, that's
could
quite a good one.
Could we get Becky Forte to teach Becky hairdressing as her forte?
Yeah, that's a very good shout.
Do you have your own salon? You could call it Becky's Forte.
No, I'm about to go and work on the ship.
Are you?
Yeah.
Oh, imagine if we had a salon called Becky's Forte. That would be amazing.
Yeah, and you could all be my clients.
Well, I'd quite like you to teach Becky. Would that be all right?
Okay.
Would you do that?
I'm definitely, I'm game for that.
So okay. You would teach Becky to cut Scott's hair? Is that what we've decided?
Yeah, definitely.
No, not my hair.
I didn't say my hair.
That's what you meant, wasn't it, Becky?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, listen.
I can't wait for this.
I'll tell you what will freak you out more.
Yep.
If we made the jingle sound like it's especially for you, listen to this. Becky Forte.
Oh, God, no, that's really going to freak me out.
You need to get that on your phone, see?
Yeah, definitely. That needs to be my message tune.
Or maybe, you know, like, just store it on your phone so every time you walk in a room, like at a party. Becky Forte. Here I am. Do you like that?
God. Yeah, I love
it. You have Wake Up With Moyles, Go Home With Mills on yours, don't you?
That's right.
Yeah.
Love you, Becky Forte.
Love you too, Scott. Radio 1 Podcasts. Radio 1
Podcasts. Podcast. Okay, it's time for some bargains and also some of those missed connections on Becky's Classifieds. Maybe you're looking for love at the moment. Maybe somebody has spotted you. You never spoke, but they want you bad. And they've advertised to try and find you. Right, we've got a bargain first, have we, Becky?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. These are all real ads on the internet right now.
Scary washing machine. No, really, it's terrifying.
How can a washing machine be scary?
Old mid-80s top loader. Goes like a rocket. By goes like a rocket, I actually mean that literally. It actually shakes the house. It's the loudest, most violent-sounding washing machine I have ever encountered. It makes guests scared and children cry. I've lived with it like that for almost a year, and it still scares me.
He's not doing a very good job of selling this, is he? If he wants to get it off his hands.
No. Do you know what? I think we had a scary washing machine. I'm going to sound really geeky now, but I think you just need to take out the transit box.
What?
It's a big bolt at the back, and unless you remove it, your washing machine goes from your kitchen right through to your lounge, carving big holes in your floor.
What? I've
not
seen
that
them.
I know, in my rented accommodation.
Oh, God. Hello to your landlord. Oh, that's good.
It's all fine.
Is it?
Yeah, but it is really a scary monster. I'd recommend getting one.
There's a contraption in a washing machine that makes it move from room to room.
Basically, unless you take it out, I think it just goes mad.
I have seen them go mad before. She's not getting her deposit back, is she?
No.
While washing a load of old towels, it got a bit out of balance and it got so out of control for a minute that I swear I actually saw a porthole to another dimension open above it for just a second. There were dinosaurs on the other side and they looked scared too. It almost sucked me in, but I held onto it for my life to the deep freeze. It sucked my shoes and pants off and it got the iron as well, which annoyed me because it was quite a good one.
This washing machine is actually scary.
Luckily, it sucked its own power cord out of the wall and stopped before the whole house went in. I drew a picture of the dinosaurs I saw in case people didn't believe me. They are partly red because my green felt ran out halfway through.
This is like the Hawaii chair. Do you remember how scary that was when it lost control?
Yeah, but that was more due to operator error though, wasn't it?
No, it wasn't. It just went crazy. All I did was turn it up to like level 6 and it went up to level 100 or something and pulled its own
plug out. As I say, operator error.
I think that video's still online. You can see me just losing it on the Hawaii chair. It was out to get me.
I think it would be good to paint it matte black and put steel spikes all over it and draw demons on the front. However, I have added an image of another possible customization option for people who like horses. On heavy-duty spin cycle, it sort of sounds a bit like the tortured howls of 1,000 undead writhing in the sulfury pits of hell, mixed with a train with carriages full of scrap iron sliding down the road with no wheels, on fire, into a bell factory. Thankfully, its bite is not as bad as its bark. It washes fine, complete cycles, does everything it's supposed to. It leaks a bit when it's running, always has. It's a bit grubby, could do with a wipe down. I refuse to touch it because I'm still getting over the whole dinosaur scare thing.
Well, at least it washes properly, that's the main thing.
If you're in a fix and need a cheap washing machine and are either completely deaf or hate your neighbours, this baby is for you. $1 reserve, pick up only, selling to pay for my counselling.
I'm not too keen on my neighbours. I might get it.
That's a very long advert, wasn't it? Lots of people agreeing with Becky, by the way, about the transit bolts.
Really?
Yeah.
Before the plumber's been on.
Quite a few people wondering whether Becky's forte should be washing machine diagnosis.
Tom in Winchester's just removing some transit brackets right now.
When washing machines go mad, sounds like something I'd voice over.
Have you not done that one yet?
No, but I might put that into a production company.
I can imagine that on Sky 3. When washing machines go mad.
Oh, dear.
Next.
Blonde fox with visible love bite.
Oh.
I think this is a misconnection, not a bargain.
Right.
I keep bumping into this girl who lives in the same apartment complex as me in Belfast. Tall, blonde and bubbly. I think she could be the girl of my dreams. And I'm willing to give up my wife and 7 children if she'll go out with me. She enjoys a drink, may have a boyfriend, and usually sports a visible love bite on the right-hand side of her neck. Anyway, I'm the one across the road who drives the silver Merc. Get in touch, babe, and we could make the earth move. I'm sure of it.
So he's going to leave his wife and 7 kids for a blonde fox with a love bite.
Who already has a boyfriend.
Great.
Maybe. Are you sure it's a love bite and not just like a birthmark? If it's always there.
Could be.
Yeah.
Anyway, I don't think that person should get in touch at all because he's a married man. Next.
Really hot guy in Barclays.
Has the voice changed? Is it Greg James now, not Hugh Stevens? Right, another misconnection.
Did he refuse to do this one? Has he got something? Has he got something against Barclays?
Really hot guy in Barclays. Dear really hot guy that works in Barclays, Norwich. I don't know who you are, but I keep seeing you everywhere, and you're like totally hot. So yeah, hi, and congrats on looking hot.
Okay. That can't be too hard to narrow down, surely, can it? Hot guy in Barclays, Norwich.
No, I wouldn't have thought so.
Get in touch.
I'd steer clear, personally.
Why?
Well, in my experience, customer service hasn't been very good in Barclays.
Really?
Yes, in my experience.
12-inch orange monkey. £4.
I'd put up with anything if someone was hot.
So would I. So we're on to an orange monkey now.
The appeal is obvious. 12 inches in height, sporting long, caressing, furry arms that stretch around your neck to return the hug effect. What more could you ask for?
Oh, no. No.
What?
No, I don't like it.
What? It's only £4.
Yeah, when they put their arms around you.
It's not a real monkey.
I know, but I just don't like
being cuddled.
You wanted a monkey butler. I thought you could just sit and put your drink on it.
No, if I'm going to get a monkey butler, it would be a real monkey. Not an orange one that's furry and puts your arms
around. If you tied it round your neck, you could have it with you everywhere.
No, don't want it. Next.
Lauren with a broken wrist.
Eh? Is this another misconnection? Okay.
Hope you get the ski job. Fancy a drink?
She's not going to get the job, is she?
She's not going to get the job. No.
A ski job?
Yeah.
With a broken wrist?
Hope you get the ski job. Fancy a drink?
Probably not going to happen. Right, any more... What?
The one that does his speech just tried to do an impression of somebody trying to have a drink with a broken wrist. Very funny.
We've got some more classifiers later.
Yeah.
Okay, excellent. Those were the bargains, folks.
Ollie in Newcastle is just one of many people on the text. He does have a birthmark that looks like a love bite.
Right.
Just like to point that out.
Thanks. Radio 1 Podcast. Exciting. Scott Mills, the musical news.
What's that?
Today, the programmes for the Edinburgh Festival have been released.
Right.
So now we can tell you some more stuff about it. It's going to be on the 11th, 12th and 13th of August at the Pleasance One Theatre in Edinburgh. Scott Mills, the musical. We still need your ideas. If you've got any ideas, plot lines, songs, scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. Just send me an email. We're still needing some more songs. I've got loads of plot lines, but not enough songs. So that's it. 11th, 12th, 13th of August at the Pleasance One Theatre in Edinburgh. Please do not try and call the theatre to get tickets. There are no tickets at the moment. They won't have any details. They won't have them. We will tell you how you can get tickets soon, but don't try and call the theatre at the moment. What are you giggling at?
Well, I've got the programme in front of me, and your place in the programme is next to the another show that's being advertised, which is Chippendales, the Ultimate Girls' Night Out Tour.
Can you show me that?
Therefore, there's a picture of you in probably, I would say, one of the campest poses you've ever done when we did that Radio 1 workout video.
It's me, I'm like in a sweatband on my head.
We were recreating the Eric Prydz video, weren't we?
Yeah.
Yeah, right, so there's that on one bit, and then a topless beefcake next to you.
Okay. So that's it. Right, we couldn't have gone better in the programme, really, could we?
Did you ask to be put there?
No, I don't think you get a choice.
Really?
No. So, that's good. So, the 11th, 12th and 13th in August, we're actually doing a musical. Eek!
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Radio 1 Podcasts. Podcast.
Can I just say, if anyone knows my boyfriend, can they call him from Josh from now on? Because he's decided he wants to change his name.
Does he do this a lot? He does, doesn't he?
Well, he's always looking for alternate names. Not that his name, you know, is particularly bad. But last night he saw some sauce in the cupboard and decided he was going to be called Josh Rogan after Rogan Josh.
Josh Rogan.
Yeah.
He does sound like a kind of American kind of heartthrob name, doesn't it?
I think that maybe that's why he's gone for it. But I think it's ridiculous.
Isn't there already a Josh Rogan? There's a Seth Rogen, isn't there?
Yeah, I don't know if there's a Josh Rogen.
Off of films, off of You, Me and Dupree.
Oh, so stupid, you can't call yourself after a sauce.
There's a Josh Groban as well. Josh Groban, he was on American Idol or
good
something.
Good job you didn't have a bottle of Daddy's in the cupboard, otherwise you'd be calling...
Is he going to change it to Josh Rogen? I like that.
But he's thinking about it. I said I was going to be called Cream Salad, and he just looked at me and went, no, that's ridiculous.
Angry Thousand
no
Island.
No ridiculous than Josh Rogen.
Okay, like, get him to do it.
Really?
Yeah. Hold him to his word.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Podcast.
Okay, now it's time for this.
Oh, what's occurring?
81199, let me know how you do today on the text, thanks.
Oh, what's occurring?
Becky played by herself yesterday, so...
Did she win?
She won.
Well done.
You're back today, which kind of...
3-0?
I don't think I did win yesterday, did I?
Well, no, but... If there's no one else to play against, then you do
was
kind of
win. Was it a draw?
Win.
Yeah.
It was a draw. But it's got the competitive edge back today, so let's do it.
Oh, what's the kidding?
The competitive edge.
That's your nickname now.
Right. Oh, I like it.
You know Katy Perry?
Yes.
She was in with Chris Moyles this morning.
All right.
So is Lewis Hamilton. Big guest on that show today.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we were talking about this last night. Chris had never met Katy Perry before today. And we thought that maybe he, you know what he's like. He likes a pretty lady. And maybe we did think all along that this would be featured on What's Occurring Today. So my question to you is, during the Chris Moyles show this morning with Katy Perry, how many times did Chris make a slightly inappropriate comment?
Six.
Chapa says six.
47.
47, you're saying?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I think they'd warned her, because didn't she say at the start, I've been warned by everyone, including your team, that okay. You're a perv.
Let's find out.
Oh, what's the kidding?
Here is Katy Perry on the Chris Moyles show this morning. But how many slightly inappropriate comments were there?
Don't worry, I've already been warned by your whole staff, by all of Radio 1.
Mm. I am so misunderstood.
No, really. Yeah, I'm sure.
I'm so misunderstood. We just touched.
I know, I saw it.
We shook hands.
It's still contact, right? Hey, later, by the if the interview goes well, we'll be doing tongues.
Oh. Two now.
Anyway, I'll get in with the flirting later on. First of all, tell me the history behind that beautiful jacket.
Yeah.
I see that you're only following 18 people. Would you like to make it 19?
Oh, there's got to be one, because the voice he went into.
Hey, here's the thing. You and what? I could get fake married in London.
We could fake do something. We could...
I have a list. Don't you worry.
Oh, no!
I have a whole list of fake things we can do together.
Good morning.
You won't believe this, Katie, but I used to be overweight.
Really?
Yeah, but, I was never the hot stud that I am now. I wasn't like that before.
Okay, so we're on seven.
Yeah, fake yours.
First, we've got to get a fake marriage.
Oh, we're on eight.
Suck it.
What an invitation.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What I'll do is I'll just take a few pictures of you and just put them on my fridge.
Oh, yeah, that's
and
good.
And then when people come round, I'll just say, oh, she's out at the moment. She's working at the moment.
Yeah, she went to the market.
Yeah. And then every so often kind of leave a voicemail message going,
okay.
Hi, honey, I'll be home later. Do we have milk? Can we have drunken... that's it. That's all the questions. So you're only following 18 people. You should just round it up to 20. It'd be so
cheesy. Oh, you want me to follow
well,
you?
Well, no, I'm not
saying... No, yeah, okay,
I'm
cool.
Just, I'm just saying...
Sunny desperate.
So, I love you. Would you like to kiss me?
Who's me? Is
me.
That...
I write that one. I love you.
I'm going to put your body in the boot of my car at the end of this interview. How does that sound?
Do you know what? Weirdly?
Yeah.
Slightly erotic. Right, they didn't have to make a deal. What's going on?
Well, that's just because they're nice people. They're not perving me.
Fine. Whatever.
Four team on.
Katy Perry here to corrupt your early morning.
You would as well. Of that, I have absolutely no doubt. Do you know what? If I find out you've had sex with somebody on my show team just
Rachel?
To spite me, I'll be disappointed. Katie, it's lovely to meet you. I've enjoyed our surreal interview. And I've enjoyed your jacket, and I've enjoyed looking into your eyes.
There we are. So, all in all, a resounding 17 there. Wow.
You're right, Shepherd. I agree with him, though. When she did say the body in the boot, it did kind of sound quite erotic.
Yeah. Most things she says kind of do, though, I think.
We can't really criticise him for that, though, because we were exactly the same,
yeah,
weren't we?
Were. Oh, no, I'm not criticising, I'm just saying.
All three of us?
Yeah, we were.
Twice.
She cast a spell on us.
Both times she came in.
Oh, what's the curtain?
Okay, back to Katy Perry again. Here's my next question for you. On the Chris Miles show this morning, how many times did she get Chris's name wrong?
His name wrong?
Yes.
Once?
Becky?
Twice.
How'd you get his name wrong?
You'll find out.
Oh, okay.
Oh! What's the curtain?
Here's Katy Perry on the Chris Moyles show this morning.
Hi, everybody. I'm an LDN hanging out with this really pervy DJ named Chris Mills.
One.
Katy Perry. It's Katy Perry.
Hello, Chris Mills.
Yeah, two.
I'm so happy to meet you, Chris Mills.
Three.
Everything you ever wanted to know about Katy Perry on the Chris Mills show.
Moyles show.
Moyles show.
Oh. What's the curtain?
What a Mecky.
I think that proves once and for all that she's still thinking about us and still loves us.
Of course she is.
Everything you ever wanted to know about Katy Perry on the Chris Mills show.
Moyles show!
Moyles show!
Love that.
Either that or she wants you and Chris together.
Now, Chappers.
Yeah.
Just come around here a second. I've got something in my pocket. Can you tell?
Yeah.
Have a look at that.
Right.
Just have a quick feel.
You want me to feel what's in your pocket?
Have a feel and tell me what you think it is. What do you think it is?
My thumb went right into it.
Is it?
Can I have a go?
Go on then. Feel it.
Oh, that is gross.
It's kind of bulky.
What is it?
It's bulky enough to be a wallet, but I would say a banana.
All right. Now, don't look so traumatised.
It just cracked when I pressed it.
I got five people...
My thumb went into it.
I got five people in the office to have a feel of what's in my pocket earlier. How many could correctly identify what was in my pocket? Chappers, now that you've had a feel, what do you think?
Two. That is quite difficult. Are you going to tell us what it is?
In a minute, yeah. Becky?
One.
I wish I'd worn gloves, actually, to do that.
Let's find out.
Oh, what's the curtain?
Can the five people in the Radio 1 office guess what's in Scott's pocket? Happy birthday, Delisa.
Thank you.
As a treat, you can feel what's in my pocket.
It's very big, Scott.
Don't squeeze too hard.
It's like very hard. It's like sausage. A very hard sausage. It's a cigar, right?
It's not a cigar.
Oh.
It's like a baby gherkin.
How does it feel to you?
Yeah, a little like that, yeah.
Does it?
But it's softer.
It's not a baby gherkin.
Well, it's quite knobbly. Mm-hmm. Squishy.
Is it unlike anything you've ever felt before?
Is it a twig?
It's not a twig, no.
Maybe a glove? No, it's a bit small for a glove. A package. Something else is in it.
Have a little feel of my pocket. What's in there, my darling?
Your bulging pocket.
Yeah, don't feel it.
It's really bulbous. It's got, like, lots of different sort of round bits all connected together, like lots of balls stuck together.
What do you think it is?
Like knotted balls. It's a knotted bread roll.
Correct. That's what it was.
A knotted bread roll?
Let me just get it out. You've broken it in my pocket.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Ah! That looks so wrong.
I know.
That looks
revolting.
I'm going to
get a picture of it and put it on the website.
And you've walked around the office all day with that in your pocket?
Yeah. Oh, no. Look at all the crumbs in there now.
I bet Delisa hasn't had a better birthday than this. I ain't able to feel that.
Becky wins today's Oh, What's Occurring?
The Scott Mills Daily.
Well, you know, I was asking for some kind of rap for you for the musical. Amrit, 17, from Stoke, has been on. I think it's to the tune of The Real Slim Shady by Eminem. I'm Mark Chapman, yes, I'm the Mark Chapman. I'm like Bond or Batman, yes, I'm the Mark Chapman. So can everybody else just please shut up, please shut up, please shut up. Yes, I'm Mark Chapman, I'm the Chappers Chapman. I'm strong and muscly like James Bond or Batman. But so can everybody else please shut up, please shut up, please shut up. What do you think? Thanks, Amrit, for that.
I'd prefer if somebody else delivered it rather than you, but
just,
you know.
Yeah. Thanks, Amrit, for that. Anything else you got for the musical? bbc.co.uk/radio1. Have a look at the blog and send me an email if you want to my normal address, scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. Follow us on Twitter, twitter.com/millsthemusical.
Who's Batman?
Batman.
Batman.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Radio 1 Podcast. That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the best of Chris Moyles? Available now to download for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.